Okay, as an addendum to the previous point, if things weren't clear enough, of course, if a person the question was asked, if a person is going to masturbate or have premarital relations, then the answer is, let him do whatever he has to do, but he shouldn't have premarital relations if he has to masturbate. Okay, I'm not saying it's permissible. I'm saying it's a necessity sometimes. And for a chozer b'tshuva, it is sometimes a tool that they have to use as they're getting accustomed to not being with their girlfriend, as they're getting accustomed to not doing things that they used to do in their life. And you can't take that away from them. Slowly a person will grow and Bizrat Hashem reach the point where this is not a part of their life at all. And a person sometimes has to evolve. We had a class on this. A person can say, they'll do it. If let's say a person was doing it twice a day, then they'll take 2 days of the week where they're doing it once a day. If a person was doing it every day, they'll take 1 day a week that they take off. They'll try to figure out which day they're not going to do it on. After they get used to that for a month or two, they'll try to take down another day, meaning if they took off Sunday, then they'll take off Thursday. Meaning a person slowly, like everything we work on in life, we do it gradually. And that way we can accomplish it. Can a person go cold turkey? Sometimes. If they got married, then hopefully they can also go cold turkey. Yeah. But again, being that it is a far more grave prohibition to have relations with a woman that's not his wife, relations with a woman who is a nida, who has not taken care of her defilement because of her menstruation, those are far graver transgressions. And so that's why in this area of halacha, we say that masturbation is not something that Judaism says a person should be doing. And nonetheless, sometimes it's a tool where you cannot allow yourself to take that away from a person in the tshuva process. Now, was it clear?